This is Tom Robinson. The KSOM and KS95 News continues our series of stories with the Vision Atlantic Initiative, an $84 million transformative project that includes 142 new housing units, an expansion of the YMCA, and a new child care development center. And today we are visiting with Dr. Bob Sharp, the president of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and a committee member for Vision Atlantic, and Deb Schuler, co-chair of the community division for Vision Atlantic. And we're going to talk about the housing project and funding. We'll hear from Dr. Bob Sharp about the progress in the housing project that is underway and the funding, and also Deb Schuler will talk about fundraising and how you can make a difference. We'll start off with Dr. Bob Sharp. I think we've got some housing started, haven't we? Talk about that a little bit.
Fun stuff to talk a little bit about. I was commenting a little bit ago about how I've seen things progressing so much in the last few weeks. And when I was coming home the other night, there's grain dust flying in the air. There's soybean guys harvesting. The corn guys are harvesting. It's pretty amazing. Well, along with that, we've had some pretty good changes in the Vision Atlantic project in the housing. And if you drive around the corner at 22nd and Olive there, you'll see we've got some foundation forms going in the ground. So we've got some housing that's starting to get going. And just to reiterate that, the Vision Atlantic project, we have the security for the housing right now for the funding for that. It's a revolving fund loan, and we've got that secure. So we're on the road to getting the housing all completed and getting that project off and running. So that's good news. The funding that we're trying to raise now, and Deb's going to talk about that in just a second, that's for securing the $8.6 million grant for child care and the YMCA from the Lakin Foundation. So we've got some funding raising that we have to do for the YMCA and the child care facility. And Deb's going to take a second here, and she's going to talk a little bit about how we can raise some more funds to get that project and to secure that $8.6 million grant.
How you can make a difference. There's a number of ways that you can become involved with Vision Atlantic. You can give a cash gift. You can participate via an IRA charitable rollover. You can do planned giving. You can give a gift of real estate. You could do a corporate sponsorship. You could do online donations. You could do a gift of grain, which, by the way, is how my husband Greg and I have chosen to donate. It was really easy. He just loaded up the truck with the grain. He called out to a lead octane and let him know that he was going to be bringing it in and that he would be taking it under Vision Atlantic as opposed to Greg Schuler. Got there, the same process. When it came time, he just said Vision Atlantic. Went through, came out on the other side. They gave him the tear sheet that said Vision Atlantic. We called a Vision Atlantic and let them know, and they took it from there. So it was super simple, and we also were able to get some tax benefits by doing so.
So back to that. So Vision Atlantic does own the corn at that point. They can decide when to sell it.
Exactly. Okay.
Works out really good that way. It's a quick and easy process, and I know numbers and numbers of people have done that already, and it worked out quite well. It's harvest time.
Yes.
Time to donate some grain to the Vision Atlantic time thing.
We've got some foundations built. So what is being built right now? What's kind of the timeline for these structures?
Well, all the streets are done. That's all the infrastructure's in. And so now we're just starting to get some of the housing stuff getting going. People should be seeing that change on that corner now. That's where the first bunch of housing is going in, on 22nd and Olive on that corner there. So that's where we're at. And again, to reiterate that, it is now the fact that we have that funding for the housing secured. We just need to get the funding for the YMCA and the child care development. That's such a big issue, child care nowadays. If you're a young person, Atlantic married couple, and having children now, you should be thinking very seriously about how we can get this facility up and going and get it going and get that $8.6 million grant secured, because we can't afford to lose that money. That's a free gift, $8.6 million gift from Lincoln, and we've got to find a way to do that. And speaking about that, if anybody feels like they want to give us a good hand besides just donating, we need volunteers.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
We have a chunk of people that are donating time, effort, and energy and working behind the scenes and doing a lot of fun stuff, but we still need people to be brave enough to ask their friends for a little bit of support. And It's not a difficult thing. We have training programs to put people through. Nick Zimmer, who works for American City Bureau, Nick's a great guy, and he has a good job of a program, and we have some great support from that. But if you feel like you want to be a little bit of a volunteer and help out with a great project for child care and YMCA, we need your volunteering, and you can call Dan, call Christina, call me, call Deb, call anybody. Casey and Chet Manili are on the committee with you, Deb. And please volunteer and help us get this project to be completed.
So if you're interested in learning more about Vision Atlantic, our projects, and helping transform Atlantic, we would love to connect with you. So as Bob mentioned, reach out to Bob, myself, Christina. You can go to visionatlanticiowa@gmail.com. Send us an email. You can go on our website, and there's a QR code there that you can pull up, and it'll give you a lot more information about Vision Atlantic, and there's some fly-throughs there that you can view to see what the child care center is going to look like and what the additional amenities at the YMCA are going to look like. It's very exciting, and as Doc said, when you drive by and get excited about everything that's happening, we would love to have you help us achieve our goals, and we do like to put the fun in fundraising.
Yeah, the website's a great place for people to go to. Just go to visionatlantic.com and you can find the website pretty easily, and it should answer a lot of questions for people. And again, show you the little fly-throughs that kind of take you on a walking tour of the facilities, and you can kind of see what's going on. And it does help answer a lot of questions that people kind of get some misinformation about.
That wraps up this segment of our Vision Atlantic series. Again, our stories with the Vision Atlantic Initiative, an $84 million transformative project that includes 142 housing units, an expansion of the YMCA, and a new child care development center. I want to thank Dr. Bob Sharp and Deb Schuler for joining us here on this segment of Vision Atlantic.